7:53 on Morning Ireland, and Adam Maguire is back with the business news.
Thanks, Justin. Hoteliers from around the country are gathering in Dublin City Centre this morning to discuss efforts to boost the sector's climate credentials. Organised by the Irish Hotels Federation and Fáilte Ireland, the Sustainability Conference will hear about the growing consumer demand for action and from some of the businesses that have had success improving their sustainability. IHF President Michael Magner will be heading there shortly, but before that he's joined us in studio. Michael, we heard a lot in the run-up to the budget about the pressure hotels and the hospitality sector in general is under. How much of a priority is sustainability given all of that?
Good morning, Adam, and good morning to your listeners. Well, you're absolutely right. At a time where business costs are still significantly high in the sector, what we've learned is that sustainability can drive innovation, boost efficiency and enhance competitiveness, and overall then, of course, connectively being better for the environment. And what we need to be mindful is that of the hotel and guesthouse profession, we're major consumers of food, water, for example, energy in terms of electricity and gas, packaging, and areas like cleaning products such as detergents and others. So in preparation for today's conference, we would have surveyed our members, and 87% of our members have reported that they plan to invest in sustainable activity and investment in their assets in 2026.
Sorry, is there specifics around that, what they plan to do, how much they plan to invest in that?
Yes, so approximately each property in the region of €160,000, which would involve areas such as retrofitting, giving examples of insulation and green building. A lot of our members then are looking at renewable energy, such as heating and solar, biomass, biogas and heat pumps, and other efficiency reduction measures such as LED lighting. Of course, within our sector as well, food waste and food waste reduction is a big priority for our sector. So initiatives like that, they would be looking at as well, along with then the elimination of single-use plastic within our properties, water conservation, and then, of course, at a time whereby infrastructure for electric cars is growing, we need to be part of that as well. So investing in that is a significant part. And of course, we need to be mindful of it as well, that Fáilte Ireland and their role as the National Tourism Development Authority report that 75% of global travellers, when they're looking at visiting countries now, rank sustainability as a key important measure. And in Ireland, as an island, in order to get here, it's most accessible by air. So therefore, to offset those carbon emissions, we have to then be more sustainable in our industry.
Is that not a bit of an existential threat, though? Because if you have travellers more concerned about sustainability and they're looking at Ireland, where they more than likely have to fly to, or the alternative, say, if they're on mainland Europe, they can travel by train or by bus. That may be an easy option if you want to be more sustainable. You just don't come to Ireland at all.
Well, look, we're an open economy. We rely on tourism. Over 5 million visitors to Ireland this year and beyond. The UK and North America are our biggest markets. So tourism, international tourism, is a big draw for us. But by investing in sustainable practices, it ensures we offset those challenges faced with our country and indeed the global challenges that we have. And also, in addition to that, working with government towards their climate action target gets set out in the 2030 programme, where we need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by over 51%. We're working towards that. And to give you some examples of what we can do in our industry and what consumers to hotels might see, is it's simple things like maybe replacing baths in your bathrooms in your hotels to perhaps showers, single-use bars of soap that you might see in your bathrooms. Or, for example, when you enter into your guest rooms, you might receive a key card, and in order to access the energy in your guest rooms, you simply insert the key card to allow you access to energy. And simple steps like that can make massive changes towards what we're working in terms of a society and indeed as an industry and profession.
IHF President Michael Magner, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.